This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Nigeria Info. It's now 10 minutes past 8. Beautiful Tuesday morning, and we are counting down to one of the most important events in the country, the presidential and national assembly elections. The elections, very important. Preparations are in top gear, and you have various sectors involved in the whole of this process telling us how prepared and ready they are. Security chiefs, INEC, independent bodies, etc., etc. Even the candidates telling us why we should vote for them and the reason why they should be in the off seat of power. Well, one angle we are going to take a look at today is the role of traditional leaders, especially here in Rivers State. You know, they play a very integral part in the elections. And if we are going to have a peaceful election, which is one that many have been calling for, then you would agree that traditional leaders have a huge responsibility. Okay, I just had a small technical issue to sort out. Sorry, apologies for the few minutes of delay. But to the conversation, traditional leaders and the role that they play. If we are going to have an effective, peaceful election in the state, then you would agree that they are very important to making that happen. In the past days, years, people have questioned the neutrality of traditional leaders. Some have even said that they do not do enough. Some even accused them of being responsible for a few of the hiccups that we experience in other forms of electoral violence. If you remember, lately there's been attacks on different campaign trains in different communities. And when those attacks happen, a few people come to mind. One of them would be what are traditional leaders in those communities doing to ensure that the youths and political party members in those communities are in order. What could be responsible for people to even consider defying the orders of a traditional leader and doing what they want to do? That's also another conversation altogether. You can jump on Facebook, log on, get to the search bar, and type in Nigeria Info PH, and that's how you join us. You like the page and you'd see the comments there. So you see the post, so you can drop your comments and share with us. We're asking a very important question here. Do you agree the traditional leaders contribute to electoral violence in their domains? That's what many people say. Is that correct? My guest this morning is the traditional ruler for Rumahola community, Eze Bekweleweli Atam. I'll be speaking with him via telephone in the meantime. Hello, Your Highness, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we'll just start off with the conversation. I'm very fine, thank you. We'll start off with the conversation via telephone, waiting your arrival. We understand how the traffic situation can be like in the mornings. Quickly, in the past couple of months, there have been reports of attacks on different campaign trains. The SDP, Accord, the APC, to name a few, have all been in one way or the other attacked by angry youths or some of them even alleged opposition party support, the ruling party supporters, etc., etc. Now, when all of these things happen, people begin to wonder where the traditional rulers are. In this forthcoming election and what we have seen so far, what role do you think traditional leaders can play to ensure that the elections are peaceful throughout their domains?
Yes, But we have always been peacemakers. And when it comes to things that have to do with election, we always played the further role. One thing they don't understand is we are not a partisan when it comes to traditional institutions. We are approaching to make sure that all the political parties go out there, galvanize for votes, talk with their, at the end of the day, come back with the voting. We have never one day instigated any issue or violence to, because we don't have a voice. They are the ones who have voice. We don't have voice. We don't instigate violence when it comes to the election issue.
Are you saying that traditional leaders do not have influence in their domains? Because if you're saying that they don't have voice,
we don't have voice. What we do is to talk to our people.
But what
we
do you mean?
Talk to our people.
When you say
we
you don't have
people.
Voice.
Yeah, when I say we don't have voice, it's because you made my talk of electoral violence, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we don't have voice because it's only those that have voice that. The and all those issues of violence. So
okay.
We don't have voice, but we have our supporters being the people in our domain. The people in on that job at my community now. I will talk to my elders, I will talk to my chiefs, I will talk to my youth and my community women. I bet. If it's up to decide on who to vote, I will talk to them, I will speak with them, and get them not to instigate any issues.
Mm.
Not to indulge in anything that will bring the distortion of the forthcoming election. But that notwithstanding, they also have their candidates to vote. And you know, it's not, how community over 5,000 persons in the community. They don't expect me to say, you must vote for party A, or you must vote for party B, or you must vote for party C. And it talks to the matter that we make them not to instigate anything that will target the electoral process.
Some people say that traditional leaders are fast losing their relevance and respect from their people. You just talked about the fact that, well, traditional leaders don't have boys that they train. But then you have these boys in your community and you have people who train these boys from your communities. Is it correct to think that people are right when they say that traditional leaders are beginning to lose the authority and respect that come with those traditional tools?
No. I don't think. Not at all. I don't think any traditional institution will lose his respect in the name of the guise of the electoral process. What we are there, we are open to all the political parties, all especially the ones that have impacted to the society, because we know they have so many political parties. And we don't go there and instigate, I've said it before, we don't instigate any issue, we don't instigate any problem, we don't instigate any, because we can't instigate anybody on what to do. We cannot influence anybody on what to do. Everybody is entitled for his or her opinion.
But then, in situations where we have politicians turn traditional leaders, the line between neutrality and being partisan becomes a question. And some people even say the fact that we have situations where the government of various states, or in River State, for instance, the government would have to recognize certain stools, and this traditional ruler is now known as first class, and the government does all of these. Some say, like, the fact that that power is in the hands of the government, it kind of makes some traditional leaders more dependent on government and who is in government, as against against standing on a neutral platform and speaking truth regardless of the situation. Do you think that that some way influences how traditional leaders carry out their duties? The fact that there is some government interference or influence as to how they emerge?
No. Because in terms of this, most of us have already been recognized before the government come in. So I don't see the government influencing anybody in the course of because you are being given the recognition from the government that the government will have that influence over you. No, what we do is that the government will talk with us. The government will also. It's like we open our talk to everybody. So if we say because we have been recognized by social government, then we should not be giving our consent to another party to come and pay visit or to come and.
Hello.
Government. That's point. Because the government is like what we said. The governor is the father of the state. The governor at that point is the father of the state. Then as well as we have the father of the brand, the governor is the father of the state. So the governor has the right to also invite us, talk with us. And what I always know that the government always talk about peace. I've not seen any governor or any government that will come and say, you must vote for your community must vote for me because we are in charge, because we are in the power. Your community must vote for me. No, it has never been done. What I know is that.
Hello. Hello. Okay. I think we'll try to reestablish contact afterwards. But, well, you heard from my guest, Eze Bekweleweli Atam, traditional ruler of Ramahola community, and a few things that he has said with regards to traditional leaders, their role, and whether or not they are fast losing the respect that they carry and has been bestowed on them. Well, he's on his way here to the studio, so definitely we're going to get to hear more from him. But you was listening. Do you agree the traditional leaders contribute to electoral violence in their domains? Remember, many have accused some traditional leaders of even belonging to various cult groups and galvanizing boys for different candidates and supporting different political parties or having partisan leanings, and how some of them even hijacking CDCs of communities to do biddings of individuals or to see how they can actualize the ambition of several politicians. And all of this, many have said, has contributed to why they're losing that sanctity that the stool comes with and the respect and authority that also comes with that office. Well, if you agree, let us know what your thought is at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Traditional leaders, do they contribute to electoral violence? How important are they if we are to have a peaceful election in Rivers State? You can send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number. The number to call is 0700-923-0923. Again, 0700-923-0923. That is the number to call to be a part of the conversation. And we'll take a few messages afterwards. First, a short commercial in the horizon. And when we return from that, we'll continue with the conversation. On Facebook, this person, Douglas Amadi, says, good morning. From the news, traditional rulers pledge to support any candidate that River State Governor brings. This is another way of creating problems in their domain, because anyone who is not in line with them will be seen as a bad person. This is not good coming from people who are supposed to be apolitical because of the position they are occupying. What if the candidate fails and the next governor decides to bring other people who supported him during the election? This one says, selfish traditional leaders, rulers, and not all. Okay, Well, let's go for this commercial. When we return, we continue with the conversation. Remember, 0809-030-6416. Send us your messages and what you think. The role of traditional rulers in ensuring a peaceful election. Are they contributing to electoral violence in their domains? Let us know.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back and we are live on Facebook. My guest is with me in the studio is the Eze Bekweleweli Atam, traditional ruler of Roma Holy community, right here. So you're welcome and good morning again.
Thank you very much.
You know, we started the conversation already via telephone, so we'll just go through a few more questions and also get questions from our listeners. So you want to be a part of the conversation? Perhaps you have questions to ask. You can send those questions to us on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. You can also send us those questions on Facebook Live at Nigeria Info PH. You go there and at the comment section there, you can drop your response or question, or you call us live in the studio, 070-0923-0923. Again, the number to call, 070-0923-0923. Role of traditional leaders in ensuring a peaceful election is the conversation. We're asking you whether you agree that traditional leaders contribute to electoral violence in their own domains one way or another. My guest had said a few things over the phone with regards to that. But now that you're in the studio, one important thing to ask is, we've seen violence and crime in several parts of the state at different times in different communities. One time it was so intense that they had traditional leaders invoking the deities of the land, placing curses on people who perpetrate these sort of crime. That seemed not to have really stemmed the tide as much as many would expect. With the elections around the corner now, practically, is there anything that should or can be done? Some say the reason for the violence in a few of the communities would be because some traditional leaders may not appear as being part of political parties, but seem to have political leanings or interests. Do traditional leaders have particular candidates that they support or that they feel or they would like to become, let's say someone from their community is running for office? Do they vote? Do traditional leaders even vote? Because if you vote, would mean you have someone that you have interest in.
Yes. We are all human beings and we have interests. And what are the interests? You must go there to foot. We all go there to foot. As a traditional head of each community, it's our responsibility to go and foot for any candidate of your choice. Mm. But that does not mean that we are partisan. We are not partisan in the sense that we open our doors for all the political parties to come and tell us what they have and what they intend to do. But on that, we are a community. We have to call our people. We are not into any community inference without inference anybody to go and vote whom you want to vote or who you do not want to vote.
But when
what
this
we are there is to maintain peace, to make sure that the atmosphere will be conducive for everybody to cast his vote.
It brings us then to the question, because with the campaigns that happened lately, you had issues in some communities in Falga, in Opobonko.
Yes, what happened in Falga is not as a result of a traditional institution.
It might not be the traditional institution, but isn't it within the purview of the traditional leader to ensure that those sort of things don't happen?
We have already done those things. We have sent.
What are those things?
We have sanitized our people. We have talked to them. But if the political parties has their differences, from what happened in Faga, the information we got was it was a party versus party, trying to say we are in charge, and the other people say they are in charge. So that one has nothing to do with a traditional institution.
Well, what about in Eche? The court party said in Eche, there were videos that were even trending. When these things happen, people were worried because they say perhaps we get to hear statements from the traditional leaders or, working with the CDCs and other people to see how
we make statements. We always make statements. And sometimes you can also attest to it that some of them come to a community to campaign without the consent of the traditional institution, without the consent of the royal highnesses and the royal fathers. Some of them come to, you see them, sometimes you wake up in the morning, see them renting canopies and all the rest of things. You ask questions, what are they doing here? And they say, one political party want to hold the campaign without the consent. And how do we tell our people? How do we tell our people? Don't fight, don't go there, don't instigate any issue when you are not informed. Because maybe somehow they feel that within them that they don't need the support of the traditional heads.
Or maybe they feel the traditional
heads. Or they feel maybe the person is a partisan or the person is one party or another. So, but that is not the issue. The issue is that crossing the mind that before you go to any community to a campaign, you go back to the traditional institution, say, so we are coming, you write to them, you write to the office of the Royal Highness, the Parliament, to tell them that you're coming to campaign on social and social day. So that the Eze will also call his people, call the CDC chairman, call the youth president, and call the women leader. They will have a roundtable discussion and the security, the security of our community drives in our hands. We know, outside us, somebody who's coming for a campaign does not know how the community guides.
But at this opposition political parties, do they have any reason to worry? Because looking back in history and coming forward, some people feel that the chances of traditional leaders being more more under the control or having some sort of leaning towards the government in power at every given time is really high. In Rivers State, many have accused the state government of disrespecting traditional leaders or not being in the manner in which they talk to them or etc., etc. This goes on and on.
I've not seen so.
Don't you think that when these sort of rumors come out and these reports come out and it gives opposition political parties concern that, well, these communities and the traditional leaders there might not really be as apolitical in secret like they make it look like in open?
No, it's not. You don't stay in your house and decide on what happens in any other person's listing. Like the governor himself has never disrespected any traditional institution. He has never done so. Yeah, so we are happy with him because when they say the governor who has bring a traditional institution close to him is the then government of Chief Barrister Ian Wike. So he had never disrespect or
done. Or you don't think the fact that the government has the power to elevate stools and demote stools, you don't think that could influence how traditional leaders act towards the government?
The Russian has, this is not the first time, 2015, 2019, also the local government election that have the governor has never influenced anybody or make any statement of if you don't vote for me or if you don't support me, I will dethrone you. No, it has never been done. And I've not seen the government going that path because most of the traditional institutions were already there before he came in. So
But then we've heard the governor in campaigns. Yeah, I can't remember one. I think it was in Aouda or where, in campaigns where the governor said, I think was talking to traditional leader whose stool was elevated, and then constating comments in the direction of, we are friends now, but if tomorrow we become enemies, it doesn't mean that I cannot,
it's normal now. When somebody goes contrary to the Dredan policy, it's normal thing, because if we are to abide to the things of the community, because what I'm saying is, we have, before you were given you were installed as a traditional, you have to take responsibility of the community to maintain peace. Most cases, what governor does is to say, if I find you in anything out of maybe courtesying or trying to criminalize the community, that is where the governor is always.
So the situation
he has never talked about any traditional head that does not vote for his party or vote for any political party. The person would be dethroned.
So situations where the reports that traditional leaders need the permission of the government before they attend certain meetings or travel to certain meetings, maybe organized by opposition political parties or at the federal level, or all of these sorts of reports are not correct?
I've not heard. We are the... in short, to talk of it, why would we go to a meeting without the consent of the governor? Maybe you just woke up and you're being invited in Asrock.
If you're not the governor's aide, you're not an assistant or personal assistant to the governor, you're a traditional ruler of a domain, and if there's an event that requires traditional rulers to be present, and are you saying that the government has...
And the meeting without the consent of the governor...
So it means...
There's no meeting that will call outside the state without informing the governor. If a president wants to call the meeting of a traditional section of River State, the governor should be aware. The governor should be, he is the chief executive of the state. So he should know why that meeting is being called. Just as I'm here now, I am from Obiakpo government. If there's any meeting that the traditional section of Obiakpo want to meet with the governor, the Obiakpo chairman should be aware. He should be in notice that we are all meeting with the governor, and he will also be there to listen to us. So any meeting called by the presidency without the consent of the governor of any state, it does not go well. No. That one does not have anything to do with partisan or being because except they want to undermine the office of the governor, or you want to undermine the office of the chairman of that local government. If any local government is being, just like, let us say, for instance, Oba and then they want to visit the governor. The local government chairman has to be there. He will be the person who is leading that traditional institution to meet with the governor. So that one had nothing to do with partisan.
Let's open the phone lines then and hear from our listener first. There's still more to talk about with regards to ensuring a peaceful election in our various communities ahead of Saturday. 0700923 0923 is the number to call. And Thangod Ability on Facebook says, has police arrested any traditional ruler for contributing electoral violence in his domain? Well, this one says, how can traditional rulers be respected when we have stopped shaking when there's we have a government that disrespects traditional leaders, relegating them to relegating them from their position? Okay, let's get on to the calls now. Nigerian Info, good morning to you. Hello, and we lost that call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. All right, the numbers are still 0700923 0923. On Facebook Live, Akere Inwikwa Emmanuel says, good morning. How can traditional rulers be respected? Okay, I think we already took that one before. You can send in more messages to us on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning. Good morning to
Good morning.
Okay, my name is Yusuf.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, the traditional ruler is, maybe him, is not partisan. To me, some of them are partisan. Some of them have already compromised their stool. That's why the governor can talk to them in here. I will send you that video you're talking of. The governor can talk to traditional rulers. This one of these other traditional rulers in Omuma that he say Usman Danfodio. So most of them, they have compromised their traditional stool. So the governor can talk to them anyhow. The governor cannot talk to Sultan of Sokoto like that. Or, the Emir of Kano. Or of Lagos like that. So the thing there is, if you are a traditional ruler, you know your rights, and you know your plan, the governor will not come and insult you. Most of them, some of them even go to political rally, putting up party, this thing. So, what are we saying? Now, if you're Andrew, I talk something in the morning, you try to say as if maybe I'm giving a false rumor. I'm sending a picture of Senator Magnus Abbey and the Lagos State governor at the airport.
All right, we'll get to that. That's not the conversation for now. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Goody, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, go on, Goody.
You see, when we are talking about the traditional situation, by right, formerly when I was that is inheritance. No politician have right to hire or hire. You don't have right to say this person will be, or you will deny the person or relinquish the seat. No. You only allow people to make a choice. If they have problem within themselves, if there is problem, they will see to it. I think the whole traditional ruler within that local government or locality will organize themselves and know what to do about it. But because of all these things, governor have right to go and pick somebody and say, no, you will not be, the other person will be. It becomes political. Let us not deny the fact. The reality is clear. That most of them are political. You are afraid of the governor, so that the governor will not tamper with the seat. That is why people are too loyal to him. But some people pretend that they are not loyal. But look at it critically. They are almost loyal to the governor in order not to unseat them. But it's all here. This is politics. And when everything is being politicized, even in society, it will not all go well in our culture and the tradition. It is not the best.
All right, thank you, Nigerian. For good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome,
gentlemen on the studio. I'm Chief from Onelga.
Okay, go on.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, governor is not wrong by saying that the push vote for anybody he chooses, but does not mean that everybody has to dance to his tune. He can say. It depends on an individual electorate to vote who he wants to vote for. That's the thing there. I don't know if you the line is breaking.
We can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, secondly, that the governor is going to Nelga today, so Rashid to flag off a road from Akuda to Omoku. Yes. But let us not forget.
Well, that's, thank you. I think you made your point already. I mean, the point you're about to make now has nothing to do with the conversation we're currently having at the moment. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yes, you're welcome. Please, the volume of your radio. Chima, turn down the volume of your radio, please.
Yes, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Under normal circumstances, how it's supposed to be, a traditional ruler is not meant to get involved in partisan politics. Because among your subjects lies various interests. Some of them have penchant to various political parties. So for you to protect that interest, you are meant to remain apolitical. You understand? Andrew, I was ashamed to see a traditional ruler from Ikwere following governor. Even to campaign for other local government, I was so ashamed. You understand? It is not supposed to be so. It's like telling me Oba of Benin will now follow Obaseki to go and campaign. I don't understand. You understand? So, traditional ruler, they are the architect of whatever disrespect they are getting because they choose to remain in politics. Most
of the crisis in the community are even caused by traditional rulers. Because by the time you have interest on a particular political party, so whatever happens to the other one, you don't care. You don't even care about what happened to your subject who are in another political party. So for me, I think that traditional ruler, they are not meant to be to get involved in partisan politics. They should remain apolitical. That is how it's supposed to be.
All right, Chima. Thank you very much. I'm sure you would want to respond to a few of the questions. We would not be taking any more calls. We have about 5 minutes left. You heard what they say. How do traditional leaders emerge? What's the process for their emergence? Because many still question the fact that there is a certain level of government influence. Yes, be it constitutional, but how do traditional leaders emerge?
Some of the community, the Rakpa community, is hereditary. We emerge through hereditary. And that hereditary is if you are from the first son of the community. And I also know that some of the community to practice by erecting the person. So that is how I know traditional emerges. So when you imagine such a distinct, how can any government influence you? When people talk about that they are being influenced by the government, I don't understand when they say when you are being influenced by the government. The stool is already there. The stool was not created by that government. That stool was not created by any government. So what the government does is to elevate these two. To elevate these two, maybe from give a recognition to these two. So that does not mean that, or that does not call that the government is referencing you or the government is giving you directive. I've not seen the case where government will direct any traditional institution.
Jing is out of place, like some of the callers have said, for traditional leaders to be seen at almost different campaign venues.
That is how that person choose. That is how he choose. Among how many? And you're pointing at one person. Among how many? We have more than how many? We have how many kingdom and how many community in the River State? Mm. And you're just that one. Does he make a pass? Does not make a pass. So that is the person choose to. The person choose to. Sometimes you also see that the person has interest, and that interest is, I want to support my own person. Maybe he want to show the people that I am a supporter of this person, and he want to show it. So that does not call him that he's been traditional.
But if it comes out and show that you're supporting this person, that means it people term you apolitical, and the confidence that the other political parties that you might not be supporting have in you might be drastically reduced.
At the person, although I don't know whom he's referring to. I don't know who he's referring to, but
in that situation,
the person has shows that I am part of this person, I am supporting this person, and I am part of this. So he has already made himself known to.
And when elections come, you do not think that that might influence how he handles the issues in the society on election day, which brings me to say,
remember that the same person he's referring to has just one vote, has just one vote for himself. He does not even have the foot of his son, or the daughter, or the wife. He has just his own.
Is
votes.
There a peace accord that perhaps the traditional leaders would get political parties to sign to ensure that these elections in communities are valid and free, and political parties and their members behave in very manner in 10 seconds?
The peace we sign, because we don't have access to the political parties. We don't have access to the governorship candidates, we don't have access to them. So the peace we sign is to call our own subjects. That is the peace we call, is to call our own subjects, irrespective of the party they are. We call them and educate them not to indulge in anything that will truncate the forthcoming.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We're already out of time. For making our time for us, Ezebekwele Weli Atam, the traditional ruler of Rumaholi community. Good morning and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.